is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
They bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and the rearing to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find the checker.
What's up, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube? Welcome to the Vols Deep Podcast. Tennessee is now 5-2 with the loss to Alabama, now 2-2 in the conference. Spur, Spanky, how y'all doing?
Yeah, I'm here. I literally just got home about 30 minutes ago from Tuscaloosa. It was a long night. We're surviving, though. We're surviving. Could be worse. We could be LSU.
We could still be LSU.
Oh, yeah, we could still be LSU. Damn.
We could be in a few weeks if we don't get our act together.
We'll give it a second. Let everybody get in here. We're about, 12 minutes late?
Everybody thought we wasn't doing this tonight because
we just been in here talking.
Yeah.
We usually do both positive and negative takeaways from each game, but we're going to change this up. We'll go back to our roots. A little bit. We used to go down over Nealon's game, Maxim's, after each game. We've not done it in a while.
We have not.
I think instead of going negative and positive takeaways, I think breaking this down the easiest is going to be going over Nealon's game, Maxim's. So we'll go over each Maxim. If we completed that Maxim, then we will. We'll say so. Maxim number one complete. From General Nealon. The team that makes the fewest mistakes will win.
That's what happened.
Yep.
Exactly what happened out there. Alabama didn't make the same mistakes Tennessee did, including one gigantic mistake in the half that I'm sure we'll talk about. But hats off to Ty Simpson, Alabama.
Yep. And hats off to Ty Simpson's dad, too, because I know you
talk
two
that microphone, Spanky.
You two is at the stadium. Everybody in the comments and at home that watched the game know that we got a good up and close shot of Ty Simpson's dad.
I heard about it.
Long.
I've not got to rewatch
literally.
Yet,
hey, did you know he's the coach at UT Martin, guys? And they played earlier that day.
Maxim number two, play four, make the breaks. When one comes your way, score.
No. We would get fumble. At turnover, and we just cannot capitalize.
Capitalize on the mistakes that Alabama made, and they made mistakes. Alabama did not play mistake free. That game was there for the taking, and we just did not. We wasn't aggressive enough. I'm just going to put it straight up. We was not aggressive enough on offense.
Yeah, not capitalizing after a turnover has been an ongoing issue for this team. If at first the game or breaks go against you, don't let up. Put on more steam.
And at first, I thought we were going to be okay with that. And that first quarter didn't go very good, but we come back in the second quarter and was playing pretty good football. And then the disaster happened right before the half. And to Tennessee's credit, we come out in the third quarter. We stopped Alabama on the first drive. We scored a touchdown on our first drive. I thought, all right,
we
may have something here. And then it just did not go our way after that. So,
yeah, I don't think we gave up.
We didn't give up, no.
No.
So, I think we did put on steam. I just so undisciplined. Maxim four, protect our kickers, our quarterback, our lead, and our ball game. Definitely didn't protect our quarterback.
Did not protect our quarterback. He was hit too many times. Valdetti, I think you posted it. You thought he was concussed at one point. I'm not sure. He didn't look very good in that second half.
Once he got that big hit, he wasn't the same.
Yeah, I think he was hurt. I really do. We've not seen him rattled all year until last night. Number five, Ball Oski cover, cut, block, and slice, pursue, gang tackle. For this is the winning edge.
Sure was for Alabama. Yeah.
Alabama covered a lot of these Macs.
They did.
Yeah, we cannot tackle.
Cannot tackle. Especially in the secondary. I don't know what it was. Well, you tackle before the ball gets there a couple times.
I mean, just diving at ankles. Yeah. Don't want to wrap up. Tackling high.
I hate to be negative today, guys, but
damn. You need to come to our 5U practice and we can teach them the basics again.
Yeah. Get you all ready? That's our way to show
it
already.
Got me already, dude.
Press kicking game. Here's where the breaks are made.
I don't have a problem with our kicking game. Special teams was not a factor in this game whatsoever.
Dude, we had them on field position. Yep. Well, they drove 99 yards. What was the first one that we almost had the safety? That was like 98 or something.
Yeah.
Just couldn't stop.
Jackson Ross done a great job punting. Yep. Boo Carter had a couple of decent returns. There was one kickoff out of bounds, no big deal. We didn't have any field goals. Didn't even try one. Neither team had a field goal, did they?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't know what the issue with the tackling is. I really don't.
I don't either. Is it?
I mean, I know we're banged up. We're just not hitting at practice. At the same time, you've got these elite college athletes. You shouldn't forget how to tackle. Carry the fight to our opponent and keep it there for 60 minutes.
We did not.
No. We had a fight for like – we'd have – it would be like spurts, like every 25 minutes. We'd give them something a little bit, but no.
I will say, Joey still impresses me. He still gave everything he had, and there was no quitting him whatsoever. So
we're still better off with him than without him, 100%.
That being said, there I've got something to say about a certain play here. Whenever we get to it again, whenever you're ready for it,
we'll hit the comments for a second. Barrett says he's still in a state of sickness from the pick six. It was the death blow.
Colton has the best comment of the night right there.
Eric says our guys were playing soft. Colton says boys didn't tackle. They lubed themselves up.
Colton says, why did a run game disappear in the first half? That's the question I have as well.
Yeah, this entire offense is based off of the run game, and we just wouldn't go back to it. They couldn't stop Bishop, and I don't understand it either.
They didn't stop Bishop. We stopped Bishop.
That's what I'm saying.
We stopped him.
Eric White says that play where we had a wide receiver for a 10-yard loss, and he ran through four people and gained 15 was a backbreaker. That was going to be a double pass. And actually, our secondary did pretty good on that play, and it was just couldn't tackle him.
I'm having 10 yards in the backfield, and it's like watching a little league team play on defense. Kelsey says we're jogging to get a tackle. Colton says Mike Matthews couldn't catch COVID in 2020.
Kitzelman couldn't even.
Colton wants to know if Joey A was hurt. We questioned it ourselves.
Billy Bob says it's called discipline and we didn't have any.
Didn't have enough, that's for sure.
Brody says the safety and the pick six lost us the game. Yeah, you can't give Alabama 9 points and expect to win.
I will say this. I will say one thing. We can't blame the referees for this one.
No.
Nope. I mean, that's a 14-point swing if they don't get the
– All right. Let's talk about that 14-point swing. And I'm going to bring up something that's a little bit of a touchy subject here. Joey Aguilar made a huge mistake on that one. Now, that being said – there's 9 seconds to go in the half. It's second down from the 1 yard line. No timeouts left. Everybody in that stadium, everybody watching on TV, the three of us sitting here, the Alabama sideline and the Tennessee sideline knew exactly what play Tennessee was going to run. I looked over at the people that was with me and I said, this is going to be that little tight end slip pass before we ever ran it. Everyone knew it was coming. Alabama was ready for it and they jumped a route and took it back for six. And I was sick. I was sick. That being said, we crucified a certain quarterback back a few years ago that fumbled the ball on the 1 yard line and Alabama ran it back for a touchdown. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Jarrett Garantano. We're going to do the same thing to Joey Aguilar. I certainly hope not.
And I'll say this, like, the play call itself, like, me and my dad went back and watched it, and, like...
It was obvious.
Well, the safety was, like, 2 yards behind him. If he would have hit him right here, but the receiver literally had to turn his hands and come back the other way, I think it was a bad thrown ball, too. And I get it, like, you didn't want to run it there, because if you don't get it, then it's the half right there. But... I don't know. They ain't stopped to run all night.
Spur going off script. I was a little pissed off there, Ryan.
Everybody's a little pissed, I believe.
We don't have a script tonight. We have a half script. We all just got back.
We just have a few notes. Speaking of notes, this is our news and notes segment presented by our great friends over at Freedom Motors. Second year sponsor of the Vols Deep podcast, Chris Looper and staff over at Freedom Motors. We cannot recommend them more. They just flat out get the deal done. Great people, honest people. They'll get you finance based on their outstanding relationship with local banks. Guaranteed financing, 865-269-4090. We have the best show possible that we can put together for you tonight. We look forward to interacting with you. Please comment, like, and share. The more interaction that we get, the better the show will be. We want to hear your thoughts and opinions throughout the show.
That being said, Valdetti, I still love this team. Still love... the Vols, I think we still have a lot left to play for. Nothing's off the table just yet. It's looking much tougher, but we can't lose another one.
No, we cannot lose another
one. Can't lose another one.
Let's go ahead and hit the AP poll. As always, speak up whenever you feel like that you need to. Ohio State stays at number one.
All right, whatever.
Indiana moves up to number two.
Wow.
Never would have thought Indiana would be number two team in the country.
Here they are. With an $11 million a year quarterback.
Indiana, Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt are now football schools.
Yes.
Texas A&M, number three. 7-0.
Yeah, they're not that bad.
Alabama move up two spots, number four.
Yeah, they won.
Georgia moves up four spots to number five.
Of course they do.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon.
I wonder if they were clapping about that. Like, yeah, clapping.
Oregon number six, move up two spots. Georgia Tech move up five spots to number seven.
Georgia Tech number seven.
How's Georgia Tech going to feel in
7-0?
Listen, I want you to go back and watch the very first episode of this year's podcast and when I called Georgia Tech being in the top 10 and making the playoffs.
I was high on Texas A&M and LSU. LSU has failed me, but Texas A&M has done their part. Ole Miss drops three spots to number eight. Miami drops seven spots to number nine. I was surprised they lost.
I expected Louisville would cover that game, but to just lose at home. Whew. A lot of good teams losing now.
Your number 10 team in the country. The Vanderbilt Commodores.
And you know what?
Move up seven spots.
You know what? They deserve it.
They deserve it.
They deserve it.
Are they the best team in Tennessee?
They're better than the Titans.
Right now.
Better
right now
than
they
the
are.
Titans.
Mike Rabel did good today, though.
Of course he did.
BYU, 7-0 at number 11.
I didn't realize till yesterday watching game day them talking about their quarterback wears 47.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No idea.
First time I seen highlights, I was like, what? Number 12, the Fighting Irish.
Of course.
Yep, there they are.
There they are.
Does Marcus Freeman leave them?
I don't think so. I think he likes it there.
He has been
to go where?
He's rumored to be one of Florida's top candidates. I don't see it. I don't know why
he'd
leave.
Would that be an upgrade from Notre Dame, though? I mean, seriously?
Could Florida outpay Notre Dame?
They got,
that's that private school money.
They got Catholic money. They got Jesus money. They got private school money.
No, I'm saying could Florida outpay?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think they could.
Not with that Billy Napier buyout they're fixing. They just done.
I heard his wasn't that bad. I heard his was just 20.
Was it
million.
20? Was it 20 or 25? It was something like that. 20.
It wasn't like James Franklin, 50 million.
Or Jimbo.
Yeah.
Was it 70?
Yeah.
Would Florida dare hire James Franklin?
I think they do.
I think they do too.
I think they go after it.
I think they do too. I think they should.
Yeah.
I think they'll throw a bunch at Lane Kiffin. If he don't take it, they'll go James Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Lane's their first phone call.
13, Oklahoma.
It's going to be a big game in Neyland come November 1st.
Texas Tech dropped 7 spots, number 14.
Well, they got exposed.
Missouri at 15.
Whatever.
Barely beat Auburn.
God, Auburn cannot catch a break.
No, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never felt bad for Hugh Freeze, but I actually feel bad for him because he's got this hosed, man. Like,
my brother just said, if Alex Gullish goes to Florida, they'll win a natty before Tennessee will.
We don't want to talk about that. Let's hope that they don't.
I'll be so heartbroken if Alex Gullish
goes to Florida. The good thing about like James Franklin being on the market is they're not going to look at Alex Gullish, hopefully. Somebody will. Maybe like somebody like Arkansas or somebody.
Whoever he goes to, they'll be successful. Virginia at number 16. Tennessee dropped 6 spots, number 17.
We're lucky to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was ugly.
It was ugly.
Speaking of Alex Gullish, he's right behind us at number 18, South Florida.
Good for them. Good for them.
Louisville's at 19. The Southern man himself, Brian Kelly, and his Fighting Tigers are at number 20. They dropped 10 spots.
Yep.
Cincinnati, 21. Texas, 22. What about Kentucky taking Texas into overtime?
I don't know what that tells me more about Kentucky or more about Texas.
We'll find out next week.
We will find out next week.
Illinois at 23, Arizona State 24, Michigan at 25.
Who's the next on the hot seat? Brian Kelly? Gotta be, man.
Spanky, I am told you need to get closer to the mic.
Spur, you said it's right to my face.
I think it's when you turn your head and you're talking to Spur. Well, I'll put it on the opposite side.
Well, see, I'm proper. I like talking to people.
Yeah, I just slide it. That's why,
you know, you almost right here.
Lapel.
We can do that.
JT says Gullish should be the one getting the Florida job. Barrett says Notre Dame could lose 4 games and still be considered for the playoff.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Brody says Florida will hire Franklin. I agree.
It wouldn't shock me if they, like, in a new playoff format, they just gave it to the independent schools.
JT says, why did Peyton Lewis start at Bama? Bishop Thomas didn't see the field in the first.
My question is, why didn't we just establish a run game, whoever it was?
I like all three of the running backs, so I'm not, like, hating on any of them, but Deshaun Bishop is the number one running back.
Absolutely is.
And I've said it for weeks now. Like, I like the three-headed monster attack, but, man, they can't even get going. Like, they get one series, then you see the next one, you know, and it's another 2 series before they even get back in there. Like,
I don't know. It might have been just Josh Heupel gamesmanship.
Just keep feeding him, man.
Yeah, just give him the ball. Let him run the ball. Every time he touched the ball, it was 8 yards, 10 yards, 25 yards. I was frustrated sitting in the stands.
Yep, I was too. Tommy Lee Francis says, if Tennessee don't keep Heupel, then I'm going to lose a fan in 3-2-1. Why wouldn't they keep Heupel?
Tommy. Tommy's been blowing up the Vol group.
Tommy, what have you been drinking today at that NASCAR race today, buddy?
He's been trying to get everybody fired up on them Vols groups.
He's down there in Talladega at the NASCAR race talking about the Vols.
Yeah, put your earplugs in, Tommy, and be quiet.
Go home, George. You're drunk. I am not.
Chase says, why do we run a predictable playbook? Get creative, damn it. Yeah. A lot of people say it was soft. On the radio, a bunch of people called in saying it was vanilla.
We didn't have a single deep ball. We didn't throw a deep a single time.
Like I said, I'm going to rewatch, but
I haven't even seen the highlights yet.
I mean, during the game, like, there was a few plays I didn't like, but, I mean, that's every
– Yeah, of course.
That's every game. So, I guess I just need to look at it from a – I mean, if we execute, then there's nothing wrong with the play calling, honestly. Let's hit some other quick notes here. Tony Vitello.
Oh, boy.
Reportedly was closing the deal with the San Francisco Giants. A lot of rumors, some people saying that he's not going. We can confirm that he was in Knoxville with the team today at practice. Overall thoughts about our beloved hero, Tony Vitello.
First of all, please don't go, Tony. Second of all, if you do go, thank you for bringing us something to be proud of. And this is not a Lane Kiffin situation. If Tony Vitello is hired as a San Francisco Giants manager, then that says a whole lot about where our program is right now. And really just for him to be considered is a huge compliment because no one jumps from college baseball straight to a managerial position in the pros.
No.
So I don't want him to go. I really, really hope he doesn't go. Danny White, back to Brink's truck up. Pay the man whatever he wants. We don't care. There's money there. Give it to him. I don't care.
Go ahead, Spanky. If you got a race ticket prices to keep him, just do it. I don't care anymore.
I'll tell you what. I was more upset over the Tony Vitello news than losing to Bama.
Oh, I was.
I didn't care about the game anymore. I was just saying.
It deflated me going into the stadium. It did.
I
was sitting there at a bar.
If that would have been a home game, that place would have been so quiet.
Oh, they'd have went to find him. It's probably a good thing it was an away game, because I got a feeling that there been people went looking for him.
I had me a Red Bull vodka, and I couldn't even drink the thing because I was upset about Tony Vitello.
Or as soon as Danny White walked in the stadium on silent, people would probably throw things at him. It ain't even his fault.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Tony. I mean, just like a player, they're constantly trying to elevate what you can do and move up to the next level. So
now, if he was to go to another college, okay, then we're gonna burn him.
Oh, if it's different, yeah, totally different.
That being said,
no college is gonna outpay what Tennessee's paying.
That being said, I don't know the salary for MLB managers, how it compares to what he's making at Tennessee. I don't know.
Especially when you hit them California taxes.
California taxes, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think it's about money at this point.
And he's asking Nico how it feels going to San Francisco area. How the taxes are there. I need to probably call him and ask him how that's going.
Yeah, I don't think it's about money. I think it's just about the opportunity.
To say you're an MLB manager.
Yeah, I think so. But he is. He will never.
He ain't got no kids. He ain't got no bills.
He'll never be what he is here anywhere.
Coach Ryan Jackson says, "Wait, what? Tony Vitello news?
Oh,
Ryan, you missed it. Ryan, Coach Tony Vitello. Coach Tony Vitello is rumored to be the next coach of the San Francisco Giants. Reports come out yesterday that they were nearing on a deal. Now, some news has come out lately that's not necessarily true." But we should know something in the next 24 to 72 hours.
Vitello said that there's nothing official.
He didn't deny it. He said there's nothing official. There's no announcement to be made at this time.
I'll say this, Tony. I was there. I was physically there when you said the words. You're either a Vol or you're not. So just be a Vol, Tony.
Barrett says he tends to believe Tony wants a lot more NIL money and infusion to talent like what LSU baseball has right now. That may be the deciding factor here. There's been a couple reports there.
Yeah, that it's just a money play.
The whole revenue share in general, he's just upset with it.
Well,
dude, if you got scarce like that to get it, then give it to him, okay? Don't.
Yeah, give him whatever he
it's
wants.
It's like a man robbing a bank. Just give it to him.
Let's just tell Rick Barnes to go ahead and retire. Give him Rick Barnes' money to do whatever he wants to do with.
We'll just worry about baseball. We'll take bad basketball. We can deal with it.
Yeah, we can't lose Tony, man.
No, can't lose Tony.
Guess I'll be a Giants fan if he leaves.
No, I can't. I hate the Giants.
Kobe says Tony makes more than 70% of MLB managers right now.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm pretty sure after his last raise, I made a post about how much more he was making.
I don't think it's a money thing, really. I think it's just the fact of being an MLB manager.
I really do too.
Now, that's a totally different ballgame up there, a little legit.
And you got to think, managers, you're not having to constantly motivate players, get all that stuff. You're just basically managing the team.
I did see that this all stemmed from Tony Vitello having a conversation with Buster Posey. And he looked at Buster Posey and said, "You want to beat the Dodgers? I'm the man that'll make you beat the Dodgers." And that's how this all started.
Yeah, he said something like, "Give me the horses" or something like that. So.
"Give me the horses, we'll beat the Dodgers."
That one player, though, for
don't
the
go,
Dodgers,
Tony. Please
he
don't
is,
go.
He's a stud.
Tommy says he's leaving if we don't read his comments. We're going to lose a fan in 3-2-1.
Well, we've read a couple of them already, Tommy. We've got to keep up here.
We've got when will they wear the gray jerseys? It should be the
New Mexico game.
Yeah, it'll be New Mexico.
Eric does say that Tony's recruiting his ass off right now, and they play in Nashville Sunday, so we'll see if Tony Vitello's in Nashville at First Horizon Bank Park.
We will see. That's all we can do. If you go over the stats, it's crazy. If you look at the score than the stats, total yards, Tennessee had 410 to Alabama's 373. Both had one turnover. Tennessee had 27 first downs. Alabama had 23. Tennessee, 10 penalties for 66 yards. Alabama had 7 for 59. On third down, Tennessee was 5 out of 13. Alabama was 5 out of 11. Tennessee was 4 out of 5 on fourth down. Alabama was 1 of 1. There's about a 3-minute possession difference in Alabama's favor.
Stats are pretty even, really, all things considered.
If you take the 9 away from Alabama that we gave them, the safety and the pick 6.
And add the 7 instead of the – because that's a 14-point swing there.
Yep.
So really it's 16 points right there.
Tennessee has the number one offense – or had. I don't know where it is now. Had the number one offense in the nation, averaging 48 points per game. If you was to tell me that Alabama scores 28 points – mm-hmm. Tennessee wins that game.
I think so too.
I just don't think we're destined to be happy. I just don't. Look, this is a live picture of me yesterday, right after the game.
Before we go on, I'm gonna comment about Brian Denny Stadium because Valdetti, you and I was there.
Uh huh.
Wasn't that loud, was it?
It's mid. I tried telling everybody it's mid.
Yeah, me and Spanky went in 23.
Yeah.
Did they have the pride at halftime,
they
too?
They did. Mm-hmm. The pride did the circle drill. It was fantastic,
well,
too.
I remember in 23, I don't know if they did it last night, but they had the silver spoon band or whatever they're called.
Million dollar band.
Whatever they're called. I don't know. Whatever. But they had them play, and then next thing you know, they're like, okay, here comes a pride, and the pride just bam.
Yeah. It's a huge band difference.
The pride done the circle drill, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no difference when it comes to the band. But as far as the crowd, yeah, it gets loud at moments,
uh-huh.
Then it's over.
Yep. No one knows.
I even went to, and this is the first time because everybody knows I don't smoke or drink, but yesterday I bought my first ever cigar. I bought me a $6 cigar at the tobacco shop in Oliver Springs. I was ready. I wasn't going to smoke it. I was just going to, like, chew on it. And I had to throw it in the woods.
Oh, you should have just kept it. If I'd have had one, I'd just go with an Alabama fan, probably. All right, thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year of sponsoring the Vols Deep Podcast. We're huge fans of Freedom Motors. They're huge fans of us. We're all diehard fans of the Vols. Go see Chris Looper at Freedom Motors inside the heart of Clinton. That's 135 South Charles G. Seavers Boulevard. We'll be right back. Hit the share button for us.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Checkerboard, check the score. We're going to be on top. We're on ball. Bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co., here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. go give us a follow on Facebook. And as always, go Vols!
All right, we are back. That brings us to Start Bench Cut, sponsored by our great friend Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. Orange Shield Insurance will give you the best price and best coverage possible. Home, auto, renters, life, business, you name it, Stephen Hensley at Orange Shield Insurance can insure it. He's an honest, most intelligent, in-depth person that we've ever talked to.
Absolutely.
hardest worker, all the ins and outs. The customer service is fantastic. Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty. Check them out. Number one, what is Tennessee's record? Feel free to play along with us in the comments. What is Tennessee's record at the end of the season? 10-2, 9-3, or 8-4?
I'm going to start 9-3. I'm going to cut 10-2, or bench 10-2, and I'm going to cut 8-4.
Yep, that's the right answer. I could see us. I don't want to, but I could see us lose another one. I really can.
I'm going to start 9-3. I'm going to bench 8-4, and I'm going to cut 10-2.
All right.
Dang, two more? Oh, man.
No, you are not confident us going to get swamp, are you?
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even I didn't thought we'd have flanked them at this point. They've done fired Billy, and you know them.
You could put the
Josh Jackson down there as head coach at Florida and bring Wahlberg's defensive line down there, and they'd still beat us.
Yeah,
they'll cut her knees out from under us or something.
Yeah, you could put a community college out there in Florida uniforms, and they'll give us all we want.
What?
Y'all are being mean to poor Josh.
No, I'm being spanky.
I ain't even saying no. I'm just trying to be good. I don't want to get canceled or nothing.
Start bench cut these.
It's okay.
Start bench cut these Tennessee defensive coaches. Willie Martinez, secondary. Tim Banks, the defense coordinator. William Inge, linebacker coach.
Starting William Inge, bench Martinez, cut Tim Banks right now.
I just cut all of them. I say get rid of all of them. Get rid of all of them.
I actually like William Inge.
I do too.
But I'm gonna start him. I'm going to bench Tim Banks. I'm going to cut William Martinez.
I'm kidding.
I'm just curious how good our secondary would be if we had our two All-Americans that's supposed to be playing all year long and hadn't touched the field.
Star bench cut. Who will Tennessee's next loss more likely be to? Kentucky, Oklahoma, or Florida?
Start Oklahoma, bench Florida, cut Kentucky. We're not losing Kentucky.
Yeah, weird. It's bad. When Mark Stoops is all Kentucky football's ever really known, they're ready to get rid of him. I'm more worried about Vanderbilt.
How long has it been since we beat Florida in the swamp?
20-some-odd years.
21.
The Spurrier's last game.
Valdez, are we going? I'm going.
Depends on my little
chasing that rabbit. Chasing that rabbit right on down there.
I'm starting Florida because it's been 21 years or whatever since we've beat them down there. After watching Kentucky yesterday and knowing how horrible.
Who did they play?
They took Texas into overtime.
Really?
16-13 in overtime.
After seeing Kentucky yesterday and knowing how horrible that we are on the road, I'm going to bench Kentucky and I'm going to cut Oklahoma.
All right.
I didn't even know it went into overtime.
Kentucky's 0-4 in the SEC right now.
Mississippi State is too, ain't they? I don't think they've won an SEC
game. I don't know.
I don't think Jeff Levy's won an SEC game since he's been coach there 2 years.
I think he's going to start getting it done, though. I like him.
Yeah.
Start bench cut. What is Josh Heupel's biggest issue with his team right now? Being undisciplined, drop passes, or the defense?
Well, if you're disciplined, the other two stuff take care of itself. So I'm going to go with discipline, then the defense, and then the drop pass.
That's the right order. You got to be disciplined to play any of it. So start discipline. I bench a defense overall, and we've had some drop passes, but everybody has drop passes from time to time. The other two don't happen, we ain't worried about the drop passes.
Start being undisciplined because it all correlates together. I'm actually going to bench the drop passes because they are drive killers, man. I'm going to cut the defense. The reason I'm cutting the defense is, again, we gave them 9 points. 14-point difference there. And we, you know, went into the game number one in the nation, averaging 48 points per game. Mm-hmm. Defense obviously is a huge issue. But to me, if I know that Alabama's just going to score 28 points or whatever, then Tennessee should beat Alabama. Star bench cut, these sports drinks, Powerade, Gatorade, Body Armor.
Ooh.
I won't cut all of them. I don't like water. But honestly, I'd probably start Gatorade. It's the original one. It's the one everybody's copied. Then I'm going to bench Powerade because it's basically the same thing. And then I'm going to cut Body Armor.
See, I really like the Body Armors, especially the ones with caffeine in them. But I'm also going to start Gatorade. I'm going to bench Body Armor, and I'm cutting Powerade.
What about Prime? Prime's good.
I thought about putting Prime on here. I'm going to start Gatorade. I'm going to bench Body Armor, and I'm cutting Powerade. I'm not a big Powerade fan.
Yeah, Powerade's just Kool-Aid.
No, Powerade you can get it at Sam's, man. Pretty good.
That's all he talks about, Sam.
Sam's.
Yeah, you can get it at Sam's. You sell them to $2 a piece concession stand.
Billy Bob says lack of depth is Josh Heupel's biggest issue.
That hurts too.
It is what it is. Everybody's got depth issues. That's what NIL does to you.
I think the front four on defense are great. It's linebacker play and secondary that needs attention, Billy Bob says. Yeah, Ronnie Garner, his whole unit is just fine. Brody says was a big Gatorade guy. Body Armor is much better.
Body Armor's pretty good. Of course, Coca-Cola's taking it over and that's kind of marketed it because it was just an independent brand. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's how it is. Once you become once you start something out by yourself, you get bought by bigger companies. I'm surprised nobody's made us an offer yet.
For what?
I don't know. Just to buy us out. Maybe the Vol Network will buy us out. You think so?
Buy the Vols Deep podcast.
Yeah, just buy us out
after tonight's raw and unplanned show.
You never know. Hey, everybody's got a prize. I don't know how Luke feels about it, but everybody's got a prize. Like.
Especially when I'm in this mood.
Yeah. Hey, we're open for discussion.
Think the Giants will have a podcast? San Francisco Giants want the Vols Deep podcast?
Oh, they could.
Let's start that rumor. Tommy, start that rumor.
Here's my negotiation. If you give us lifetime free tickets to all UT sporting events, we'll take it.
I mean, that's like a good negotiating start. I mean,
can we throw in a concession stand?
No, parking pass. Got to have a parking pass. Up close. No, up close.
Okay. Chase says he wishes the Vols would forget every other sport and just pour all of their NIL money into football.
No, we can't say that. Don't say
that. No, because that's what Georgia does, and that's what, you know, we have stuff to talk about year-round. Yeah. I'm proud of our baseball team. I'm proud of our basketball team. I'm proud of Lady Vols, Lady Vols softball. We are the everything school. We still are. So.
Lose Vitello, we won't win.
All right, we will be right back, y'all. Thank you, Stephen. Make sure to check out both Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty today. You'll not find a better person to suit your needs in any of those categories. If he cannot beat your current prices, he'll just flat out tell you. He's the definition of service, not sales, a true Vol for life. Let him know the Vols Deep podcast sent you, and he'll be extra good to you. We'll be right back, y'all. Hit the share button for us. We've got the duel coming up next. We need all the listeners we can get. Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672. Is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston, 865-376-9299 is the number to call. All right.
Spanky, you know what? It's just stupid. It's just stupid. Here, help me out here. This is what you hear in the stadium. Allah.
Bama.
Allah.
Bama.
Allah.
Bama.
That's their chant, guys. That's their chant. I don't
only half of them chant.
That's because they couldn't spell it, so they had to say it.
Yeah, they had to say it.
And did you see struggle. Did you see the ones at the bottom with it wrote on them? They had roll on there, and they spelled tie with a Y.
Yeah.
So stupid.
We got Big Daddy in the comments, Colton Henry.
What's up, Colton?
Yeah.
Barrett says, wish y'all were broadcasting all year round. Love the straight talk of this podcast. We appreciate it very much.
We are definitely straight talking tonight. we don't have a script to go off of tonight, so we're winging it almost. Kind of like it, Val Daddy.
I do too. Yeah, we're back. We want to thank everybody for listening to us, watching us, whatever you prefer. We appreciate the support from you and our sponsors. Right now we have The Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. Roofing, siding, doors, you name it, they can build it. Decks, they'll even do bathrooms. They do interior stuff, too.
They'll paint your back porch.
They will, Booby Miles style. Check out 865 Exteriors today for all of your exterior needs and repairs. All right, several questions will be asked. Feel free to play along in the comments. Sometimes they know some of these questions. Tonight, they do not. So a bunch of random questions. They're going to argue them to the best of their ability. Now, the winner is selected by you, the listeners, so you have to vote in the comments for who the Duel winner is. We need you to vote. Spanky is in the black. Spur is in the orange. Are y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Question number one. What is Josh Heupel's biggest flaw?
Discipline, my opinion. It's discipline. Not just, and I'm not talking about, you know, players acting like a fool. That's... To me, that's everyone's big thing. They say discipline. No, it's not being in the right spot at the same time, messing up on your plays all the time. It's assignment. It's not only acting like how you're supposed to out there. It's just catching balls. Like, if you're disciplined and sound enough, you will catch a football or you will make a block. You'll do whatever you got to do to get that.
It's getting away from what's got him to the point he's at right now, and that's and that's the aggressiveness. In 2022, Josh Heupel was the most aggressive coach I've ever seen. We were running plays every 3.8 seconds, I believe it was. It was something ungodly how quick we ran that tempo, and that's what put Tennessee back on the map. And for whatever reason, we're choosing not to do that again, and we have an offense that can do it. Joey Aguilar could run that tempo offense. Why we're not going back to our roots and why Josh Heupel isn't willing to do so, I just do not know. But that's his biggest flaw right now, is not doing so.
That, and I don't know, I don't even play in the Duel, but I think just not learning from your mistakes. Like, if you go back and watch Mississippi State, Arkansas, Georgia, we're making the same mistakes that we made every single game. I think that, I mean, not getting them corrected You know, just because you win don't mean there's not stuff that needs to be fixed.
I'm fired up today, Valdetti. I don't get it.
About to get Spanky fired up right here. Which musical genre best fits Elvis Presley?
Oh, are you kidding me? It's rock and roll. He's the king of rock and roll.
Today.
What do you mean today? Like
in today's world, what genre?
See now. That's a trick question there. Because Elvis is really, he really don't have a genre. Because, and not only is he the king of rock and roll, he's good in gospel. He's got some good country. He's the king. I'll say this. This is the first time ever there's an Elvis question, and I'm flabbergasted. Because Elvis is every genre. He is, that's the genre, Elvis.
See, I think Elvis would be a gospel singer today because he is one. Bob Joyce is Elvis, and Elvis is singing gospel.
I didn't believe it till this man right here. I didn't believe it, and sometimes I still don't believe it.
I don't believe it at all. Question 3. Is Tony Vitello going to leave us, and do you blame him?
I believe this is what's going to happen.
Golly.
I believe that there's going to be a post posted on the Tennessee Baseball's page asking all Vol fans in the direct vicinity of the area, please make your way to Lindsey Nelson Stadium. And Tony Vitello is going to come out and give his goodbyes to the San Francisco Giants management team and tell them that he is staying with the University of Tennessee.
If Tony Vitello does that, we might as well just build a statue and name it after him and change the name of the street. I don't know. But
Vitello Way.
Vitello Way or whatever. Vitello Drive. Yeah. But, guys, there's a lot of smoke there. There's a whole lot of smoke there. And
where there's smoke, there's fire.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Don't go, Tony. I don't think he's going to go. All right? I don't think he's going to go. I think the money's good at Tennessee. He is a king of Tennessee baseball. He's almost a king of Knoxville right now.
He is the king of Knoxville.
And the thing is, he's the face of the program. When you go to the MLB, name one Major League Baseball manager right now. Name one.
I can't.
You can't.
I cannot. You can't.
Because the manager is behind the scenes. You don't ever see him. He's almost more of a manager than he is a coach. Whereas at Tennessee, he's the coach.
He's the face.
He's the face of the program. And I think he likes that limelight. Tony Vitello can't go to the Major League Baseball and chest bump an umpire. He can't do it. He can't be as brash there because it's a different style. So I believe that the college baseball game is better suited for Tony Vitello and just his actions. You're not going to see him go to the Giants and sit there in the dugout and cuss the other team over and over and over repeatedly. And just that trash talking. It's not going to happen at the major league level. Well, just not. So
I'll say this.
Tony, please stay.
If he does go, I hope and pray to God he does it, because I'll be watching the Giants every time they come on. Their colors are orange and black, ain't they?
Like a burnt orange.
Yeah. Yeah. Brown.
What is the best football celebration of all time?
It's really simple to me. It's that overhand, just real big spike of that football. That's all it takes. Just one big giant spike. That's the best celebration of all time.
What was that dance that Refrigerator Perry used to do? The shuffle?
The shuffle?
Yeah.
The shimmy?
Whatever Refrigerator Perry used to. I love that.
You want to know my favorite one was? My favorite celebration was when T.O. took the Sharpie out of his Elvis sock and signed the football. That was my favorite one of all time. I loved it.
Was it T.O. that jumped in the big old big red? What's that big? The big Christmas thing at Thanksgiving.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, you know the Salvation Army ring the bell.
Oh, the ring the bell. Yeah,
that thing, the big old pot.
Limbo Leap's pretty good too.
Oh yeah. I like it when visiting teams try to do Lambeau Leap and Lambeau, and they just push it down.
But to me, I just like to see the player take the ball and just give it that real good spike. Spiking the ball's great.
I've seen rowing the boat. I like where they line up in the boat and they row the boat.
I like the Barry Sanders celebration.
Or the Dion one.
Where you just do nothing.
Just do nothing.
Sand the ball back and go to the
sideline. That's what I said. Just spike the ball and go on.
All right.
I like going to do a backflip.
Question five. What is the best board game of all time?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. You got some good ones. You got, like, Candyland.
You
got
to get one. Did you say Candyland?
I like Candyland, but that ain't going to be my pick.
All right. Go ahead. I'll let you go with one.
Candyland.
Probably Monopoly. Honestly, I'm doing good at it.
You do not have the attention span to play Monopoly.
I didn't say I've never finished a game.
You play Monopoly Junior. Come on, tell us the truth.
He plays the McDonald's Monopoly.
That's exactly what it is.
McDonald's Monopoly.
I love the McDonald's Monopoly. I can get me a free McChicken tomorrow for lunch.
Oh, yeah?
I love it. Candyland, Chutes and Ladders. Sorry, that's a good one.
Wow, Spanky.
I can't make fun of it.
Megan's doing it, too.
Even though I'm not a big fan of it, I believe the best board game that's kind of a classic one is Risk. Because it takes some strategy, it takes a little bit of luck, it takes a lot of thought, takes a while to play. So Risk is the greatest board game there is.
I'm going to say I've never finished a game Monopoly. I don't think I've ever seen somebody win a game.
All right, last one. Who's the next coach of the Florida Gators?
I think it's James Franklin.
I think it's Alex Gulish. I think Alex Gulish beating them this year. I think everyone down there at Florida wants him because he's already right there. He's in their backyard as it is, and they don't want to see that happen again. So I believe they're going to go hire Alex Gulish. He's an up-and-comer coach. He's a lot like Josh Heupel. And look what Josh Heupel did for Tennessee. I hate to say it. I think it's Alex Gulish.
We got the Gronk Spike.
Alex Gulish will be the first ever successful redheaded football coach.
How did Spanky win the duel? What did Spanky say that made him win that duel?
Man, everybody voting for me.
I tell you.
Divorce rate's going through the roof tonight in this area.
You got a John Gruden.
Or you got a Lane Kiffin.
You got a Lane Kiffin. Yeah, Spanky's got a bunch of votes. Clue. He does. A good one.
Oh, yeah.
Checkers, Billy Bob said. Checkers hard to beat.
Battleship. It was really good, too.
Battleship.
Spanky plays checkers. I play chess.
You play chess? You play with chess.
Oh, come here. I'll smoke that corn cob pipe or something.
God. All right, let us there know. Went. Let
Got
us
him.
Know.
Got him.
Somebody keeps calling you Spark. yeah, Spurs might be the first one you've never not got a vote for.
Whatever. They're mad at me for some reason today. I don't know.
Let us know in the comments who won the duel. We want to hear from you. We're coming to you live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. We appreciate the likes, the comments, the shares. We truly appreciate it. Over 3,000 likes on TikTok right now. We'll be right back with one word. Don't go anywhere. Hey, y'all. It's the Ball Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, we do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingandStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage. Strength. Security. Service.
EFGUTV located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGUTV a call for your side-by-side needs.
All right, we're back. All right, we are back. Apparently, there is some people who got Spur and Spanky mixed up, so make sure you vote in the comments.
Wait, how? How'd they get us fixed up?
I don't know.
Sure. So vote in the comments. Spanky still has the lead as of now. Episode 11 continues inside the Vol Cave. We're glad you're listening. Let us know where you're listening from in the comments. We want to know where everybody's listening to us through yet tonight.
How do you get the words spark and spur confused?
That's... Or spank and spur. Who knows? Strike and spare, family bowl, you know.
We're going to play one word. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix It Shop. Check out Frank's for any of your mower or small engine repair needs. He has all the tools to get the yard work done. If you own a small business, maybe a side hustle, whether it's mowing lawns, landscaping, cutting trees, trimming hedges, whatever it is, Frank's has what you need. It's about to be leaf season too, so go in there and hook you up with a blower.
There's a...
I'm going to have to see Frank.
Marion, Virginia, all right.
Thick bracket broke.
Cut your knees out from under you, Spanky. You're not careful.
All right, Spurs making a comeback. We'll see. We've got a Marion, Virginia. Go Big Orange. Thank you for listening to us. Spanky had it locked down till the end, Colton said.
What did I say at the end?
The board game? Candyland, maybe?
No, I said Monopoly. Candyland's a good one.
Columbus, Ohio. Listening to appreciate
awesome.
It.
Thank you. Oh, I ain't doing it.
We've got an Ardmore, Alabama on the Tennessee state line off 65 South. We have an Ardmore, Tennessee as well. That's pretty cool.
It is. I will say that Interstate 59 has been under construction since I was
oh my God.
6 years old. Are they ever going to finish that? 59 from Chattanooga to Birmingham, just awful.
All right, here's how one word works. Feel free to play along in the comments. Atlanta, Georgia, Cincinnati. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for listening to us. It's very simple. We give a person, city, thing, whatever. We must describe that using only one word. Here we go. Tennessee's loss to Alabama.
Heartbreaking.
Disappointing.
I'm just going to say ugly. Biggest concern about Tennessee football.
Secondary.
Management.
Hey, will you check TikTok for us? Yeah. I'm going to go reoccurring just because we keep seeing the same mistakes reoccur over
well,
and
gonna
over
change,
again.
I'm going to change my answer on that. Road trips.
Okay. Hopefully TikTok's good now. We had a... Somebody say it was froze. Mark Stoops.
Buyout.
Statue. They'll build a statue outside Kentucky for him. Is he the winningest coach in Kentucky football history?
I would say. Well, I don't know. Bear Bryant was there.
Yeah.
I don't think he was there that long, though.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm going to go distillery for Mark Stoops. Kentucky football.
Last place. I know it's two words.
Copycat. They copycat. They took our checkers.
Mm-hmm. They call it their K, their Power K now, too.
Kroger.
Kroger. Power Kroger. Yeah. I'm going to go exceeded because I think they've exceeded expectations this year compared
They're 2-4.
Yeah, but they were supposed to be like the
worst.
They
haven't won an SEC game.
The worst. They took Texas into overtime.
Everybody's taking Texas to overtime. Texas is hot trash.
They took Texas into overtime. We'll see. We'll see this week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Texas is bad.
State of Kentucky.
Heels.
Texas beat Oklahoma. Bad.
Horses.
Damn it. Cole. Lexington.
Nothing, because there ain't nothing there.
Shriners.
Like the circus people?
No, no. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Man, I'm going to say nice, because okay. I really do think it's nice. A nice place.
Yes.
Yes, Mark Stoops is the winner. Stuck.
Billy Napier.
Unemployed.
Fired. Only coach I know of that won his last game midseason and got fired. Even though I think
Why do you even let him play the Mississippi State game, Mike? Why do you even let him coach in it? Just fire.
You knew they had to fire him on Friday. Like, they had to, like, fire him, like, way before the game. He knew it, like, because he kept avoiding the questions. And then he kept saying, I'm going to enjoy this one.
He's going to enjoy this win, boys.
I'm going to go Rich.
Yeah, he's going to enjoy this win for a while.
Tennessee's overall record at the end of the season. How many wins?
10. That includes a ball game.
9.
I've got 9.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 9. The beer barrel.
I can't use just one word.
Back. Bring it back.
Reuse. There we go. Reuse.
There is a beer barrel in Knoxville. It's in the Cal Johnson building.
Oh, it's still there.
Yeah, I'm going to go hours.
Hours.
Johnny Depp.
Sparrow.
Pirate.
Drugs.
Did something happen with Johnny Depp this week, or we just picked him?
He's from Kentucky.
Oh, really?
I don't even know
that's where all these come from.
I didn't know if he did something.
Just like this guy, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Akey.
From Kentucky? Oh, man.
Akey. Do it.
Breaky.
Drugs.
No, you should say hard.
Akey, breaky, drugs.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, man. I saw, movie.
Abraham Lincoln's not from Kentucky, is he?
That's what Google said.
A movie.
I thought it was Nebraska, but it might have been
born. No, it was a play. It was a play. Play. Or theater, whatever.
Abe.
Wrestler.
I saw one of them AI things, and it was Abe Lincoln and MLK.
I'm about to double check this.
Going back and forth, and Lincoln told him, well, at least that looks like you got shot. MLK said, yep, but I bet you can't tell me the end of that play.
LaRue County, Kentucky, by the way. Don't doubt me, Spur.
I didn't know that one.
Don't doubt Google. Chris Stapleton.
Whiskey.
Wild Horse.
I'm going to go Soul. Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, God. 1,000.
1,000 miles.
Third.
I'm going to go Duel. Off Sling Blade.
Don't need no more practice.
I need to fucking practice, Randy. I'm hurting, Linda.
Don't need no more practice, Randy. That needs to be put in like some youth football group chats right there. Coach sends out practice. I don't need no more practice, Randy.
The Kentucky Derby.
Overhyped.
Julep.
I don't know what that means.
That's the drink they have there.
I'm going to go overrated. It's just like one lap and it's over, right?
Is it over?
And down the stretch they come.
That's what I'm talking about.
Episode.
I will say the announcer for the Kentucky Derby is always fantastic.
Episode 11, Duel Winner. You can thank Joshua Spanky because he voted for Spur to give him the tiebreaker.
Oh, Josh did? Where's Josh at?
Man, what a way to cut my legs out from under.
went straight for those knees, didn't he? Yeah.
Give them the backstory here, Spanky. You don't want to do it?
Well, there's a local high school football game the other night. I don't know. Never mind.
You started it.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't start anything. It was just slow getting off the ball, man. It was just slow getting off the ball.
Barrett says, if Tony leaves, Josh Elander will be our next head baseball coach. He's been a great part of our current recruiting efforts. As long as he don't take him with him, then yeah, I 100% agree. I'm surprised nobody's hired Josh Elander already, to be honest with you, because he's awesome. All right, that was one word, sponsored by the Goats at Frank's Fix-It Shop. Again, I'm going to have to stop by there this week. As always, I'm always spending money there. I got a deck bracket broke, so We'll be right back with our next segment. We have a big giveaway coming up as well, so make sure you stick around for that.
Spurs got Kentucky tickets.
I have absolutely no idea who won.
Well, you got a commercial to figure it out. Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it, or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair slash replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride, transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
We do. All right, we are back. We're getting TikTok back up and running, so bear with us. They love cutting us off whenever we're not. We're back. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Welcome back to the Vols Deep Podcast. Thank you for joining us. This segment is presented by MBM Heating and Air. Ready to upgrade your comfort? When it's time for a new HVAC system, trust the experts at MBM Heating and Air. They deliver top quality installations at prices that won't break the bank. Your family deserves reliable heating and cooling year-round. Call them at 423-346-2626 or message them at mbmheatingandair.com for your free consultation and estimate. And let's get you comfortable again.
And Vol Daddy, we left Alabama. It was about 82 degrees down there.
I hit Chattanooga, I was holy.
Get up here, and it was 54 when I walked in up here today. So, better be giving MVM Heating and Air a call, because wintertime's coming, folks. Get those heaters ready to go. They'll hook you right up, too.
Yes, they will. All right, Tennessee travels to Lexington, Kentucky, Saturday. ESPN gives the Vols a 75% chance to win. 7:45 kickoff. Another night game. What are your offensive keys to the game?
Well, can we just say it again, tempo? Can we run tempo? Can we play our game? Can we complete passes? Can we establish a run game in the first quarter? Did you hear me, Josh Heupel? Establish a run game in the first quarter and stick with it. If we run it right down their throats, they can't stop us. The run game opens up the pass game. We got to start with that and finish with that.
Tempo, 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 tempo. Like,
just run the damn ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
Run sets up.
We're overcomplicating it, overthinking it. I don't know. Overcoaching. I'm lost on it. What are your defensive keys to the game?
Tackle.
Learn how to tackle.
Tackle.
Hey, at the end of the day, look. At the end of the day, you could miss your assignment. You could get whiffed. You could do everything wrong that you're supposed to not do. But by God, if you make the tackle, nobody cares. Just make the tackle.
That's it.
I got Tony Vitello's personal number.
Do you?
And I've really thought about posting it and being like, let him know how much. Could you imagine the amount of messages?
If he leaves, will you do it? If he leaves, will you do it?
Let's call him live here on the air.
That's what we should do. Let's just call him right now, Vol Daddy. Yeah. I'll call you out for it. Can we get on the spot?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I got it. I got it last night.
I believe you.
From a very reliable source.
Yeah.
Let him know. Everybody let him know how much we love him.
I just come completely off trail with his keys to the game. You bring up Tony.
Sorry, buddy. The keys of the defensive game. Keys of the game.
That's like you said, a right tackle. Don't let Kentucky get behind you. Hell, just stop the run game. They should not be able to score points on us. I know they're going to score a few, but there's zero excuse to lose Kentucky. They're awful.
We lose to Kentucky, I say call it in.
Let's hit some over-under, shall we? Tennessee gives up 30.5 points to the Cats.
Under. Under.
If it's over, then...
Y'all are awful confident in that defense.
I'm just not confident in Kentucky.
If Kentucky scores 30 points on us, I say we just shut her down.
Listen, the Alabama offense didn't score 30 on us. You know I'm right.
Oh, I know you're right. I know you're right. We had every opportunity possible. Tennessee scores 45.5 points versus Kentucky.
I pray to God, over.
I think we're pissed. I think we almost have to. Give me the over.
I thought we was going to be pissed after Georgia, too, but I was a little bit disappointed. Yeah.
I think we should run up the score if we can.
Yeah, style points are going to matter at this point mm-hmm. if you're wanting to get in the playoffs. Tennessee has 2.5 rushing touchdowns versus the Fighting Kroger Cards.
I'm going under.
You ever been there, Spanky, to Kentucky?
To Kroger?
Everything that happens. They're Kroger. Like, Kroger. It's a really? Kroger first down.
No, I've never been up there.
You know, they call it the Kentucky Kroger Crusade.
I say we should boycott Kroger this week in Oak Ridge. Nobody needs to go. Public service announcement right
now. The No Kroger protest.
Yeah. Everybody go to Food City. Food City all week. Maybe Save-A-Lot too. They got the pick five deals.
Tennessee defense, 3.5 sacks versus Kentucky. Didn't have a single one.
I was
going
to say we didn't have any against Alabama. I think we, did you say 3.5?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to get after, I don't even know who Kentucky's quarterback is. This is I'm not prepared, but I'm going to say over.
I'm going to go under.
Under.
Can't hear you, Spank.
Under.
Three-leg parlay for this coming Saturday.
Oh, jeez.
I don't even know. Whatever his
I'll get you one in just a minute.
Get me one, because I'm still I don't keep understand going, Vol, the parlay.
All right, I'm going South Florida over Memphis. Just winning outright. I've got the mighty Vanderbilt Commodores to cover versus Missouri.
What's the spread?
I think it's 3.5. It depends on where you look. 3.5, 2.5 right now.
I like that.
Now I've got Texas A&M to beat LSU.
Listen, I got Tennessee -9 on Kentucky. I think we beat them by more than 9.
Ooh, I hope so.
Here's your one. Indiana 24.5 over UCLA.
I just saw that one.
I think that one's an easy one.
I got it. Oklahoma is favored 4.5 points by Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss wins that one.
Billy Bob says Missouri's upsetting Vanderbilt.
In my last one, I think Texas A&M covers 2.5 on LSU.
Yeah, I've got that too.
They have Auburn favored at 1.5. Give me Auburn on that one, and they're going to cover.
Are they playing the referees too?
Probably. Oh, man.
Could you imagine South Tennessee
Carolina,
fans?
Alabama's favored 13.5 to South Carolina at South Carolina. Alabama does not cover. They win, but they don't cover.
I think they beat the shit out of South Carolina.
They beat the shit out too.
Oh no, I think this is
Spanky.
Did you hear Beamer?
Spanky, Lord,
after the game.
Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to say again. I think Alabama's the best team in the country.
You deserve to get stabbed in the throat.
They're very good. I don't think they're Ohio State good.
I don't want Kalen DeBoer too good.
I don't either.
I don't. I'll be honest with you. Like, it just looks weird seeing somebody else coach Alabama. Like, I just can't.
Did you hear Nick Saban's wife, Miss Terry?
Yeah, they ain't
about
gave
Penn
us
State.
They ain't gave us a number.
They're not turning it down. I said, give us a number.
Then she said we'd take the takeaway.
Really?
She said, we hate to take away opportunities from our young little coaches.
Interesting.
Okay. Give them a number. I think we see Gruden at one of these places. I really do.
Gruden's going to Tennessee to the Titans.
All right, we'll be right back. We got a giveaway from Hound Dogs Knoxville. We want to thank MBM Heating and Air for sponsoring that segment. We got some punishments, too. Might have a new loser tonight.
Yep.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service. 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672. Is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today. All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Vols Deep Podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. This is our football pick'em segment. Spur, let the people know who this week's the winner was, and we need to get their address.
The winner of this week's podcast was Shane Tolick. Shane Tolick's the only one that took Alabama and Vanderbilt to win. So
how do you spell that?
T-U-L-L-O-C-K.
U-L-L-O. Okay. Will you get the address for us?
I'll try to, yeah.
All right, so last week's results. Josh had a great week, 7-3. Spanky, 6-4. Hung in there, big dog. Spur, you had a rough week, buddy.
Oh, I know.
5-5, but it wasn't as rough as mine. I went 4-6 for my first loss of the year.
I really thought I'd lost.
It was fun while it lasted, but I've got to draw out of the cup of misfortune. I can either do the punishment or I can have to donate $100 to East Tennessee Children's Hospital. Man, I was on a roll. I was doing so good.
Reach across the table.
Nope, I'm donating.
Oh, come on.
Donating.
What? Which one is it?
Make a 2026 swimsuit calendar.
Here. We're going to make you do another one. Put it down somewhere.
We can put it back in there.
We'll put it back in there. I'd have done that one.
You're wanting to do it, I think.
No, not really.
Attempt to eat breakfast at a hotel you did not stay in.
Oh, so you got an easy one.
I'll do that one.
You got an easy one.
I will do that one. Should have let me do it. I'd have donated. So I will attempt to eat breakfast at a hotel that I did not stay in. We can make that work.
There ain't many good breakfast hotels
anymore. Hey, Drury, damn it.
What?
You were supposed to do cereal tonight.
He was supposed to do cereal tonight.
Ah.
We forgot. We've been distracted. Next week, Spank eats cereal right here on the
Unless
show.
I bring a $100 bill.
He'll probably have a damn youth club meeting at 10 o'clock at night.
No, if I bring a $100 bill, I don't have to.
The sound guy says Tennessee loses 3 more games this season.
And I said I'd pick it.
Mitchell says if we don't have the dumb penalties and turnovers, we beat Alabama. Yep. Yep, that big point swing, the pick six, the safety, not capitalizing on turnovers. We beat ourselves. Not taking anything away from Alabama because they are very, very good, but we beat ourselves. All right, game one. Feel free to play along in the comments. I've got Josh's picks as well.
I haven't even seen these games.
South Florida at Memphis. It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good game. It's at Memphis.
Josh picks South Florida.
Give me the Go Bulls.
Memphis 6-1.
Spanky takes South Florida.
I'm not going to pick against Alex Golish unless Florida hires him. Go ahead and give me South Florida.
Spur takes South Florida. I'm going to go South Florida as well. I kind of wanted to go Memphis just because it's there, but yeah, give me Golish. Ole Miss at Oklahoma.
I don't think Ole Miss loses 2 in a row. Ole Miss.
Yeah, give me Ole Miss as well.
Even it's Oklahoma? It's at Oklahoma?
Hey.
Yeah, it's fine.
Here's what I should have took from my parlay. Ole Miss on the money line. Oklahoma's 4.5-point favorite in that one. That surprised me a little bit.
Everybody picked South Florida and Ole Miss?
And so far, he's fixing to pick Oklahoma, though.
No, I've got South Florida. I've got Ole Miss underlined. Josh picked Ole Miss as well. So we've all went Ole Miss. But with all these ties to Lane Kiffin to Florida, it could create a little.
Yep.
Game 3, Alabama at South Carolina.
Not even close.
Bama.
Josh has Alabama. I have Alabama as well. So 3 games, we are all the same. Game 4, BYU at Iowa State.
Give me BYU.
Give me Iowa State at home.
Spanky picks BYU. Josh picks BYU. I've got BYU. Spur.
Iowa State.
On an island.
Iowa State's 2.5-point favorite in that one, by the way.
Iowa State. I picked against BYU, and it really screwed me up last week. So, Missouri at Vanderbilt. A barn burner.
Anchor down.
Vandy for Spank.
Anchor down, yep.
Josh has Missouri, by the way.
I can't cheer for Dorkwitz. Give me Vanderbilt.
He's rumored to be a coach at Florida.
Really?
He's one of the
I would not like that. I don't like him, but he would. He'd do good with that talent.
Did you say Missouri?
No, I said Vanderbilt.
Vandy. You got Vandy.
Josh has Missouri. He's the only one in Missouri. I'm going Vanderbilt as well. Game 6, Texas at Mississippi State.
Give me Texas in a close one.
Texas.
All that talk about how Texas ain't that good.
Mississippi State.
It ain't that good either.
The Cowbells are good.
They'll be in full force again.
You picking Mississippi State?
Yeah. Give me Mississippi State to beat Texas.
Who's Josh got?
Josh has Texas. Texas A&M at LSU.
Give me A&M.
Gig 'em, Aggies.
Mm-hmm.
Josh has A&M. I also have.
And Brian Kelly's last game is LSU Tiger.
I also have Texas A&M. Undefeated. They beat 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
Game 8, Baylor at Cincinnati.
Give me the Bearcats. Give me Cincinnati.
I'm going to take Cincinnati to win this one as well.
Josh has Baylor. I have Cincinnati. Game 9, Virginia at North Carolina.
Give me Virginia. Definitely give me Virginia.
No confident in Belichick.
Zero.
Did you see how North Carolina lost that game the other day?
Probably not.
They was going to score a touchdown, and the guy literally holds the ball out to score, like reach out and get it, and he fumbles it in the back.
Garantano knows it?
Yeah.
Game 10, Tennessee at Kentucky, plus the total points. Josh picks the Vols, 57 total points.
I got Tennessee and 50, with my score being 40 to 10.
52?
Give me Tennessee and 60.
Did you get 50 points?
Yeah, I did 50, 42 to 10. Or 40 to 10. 40-10.
So 50.
Yeah.
50 points.
Yeah. He said 52 at first. He's, I'm going 50 points. He's, I'm going 50 points, 42 to 10.
So you just going to done that Bama math again.
Yeah.
Wartburg math.
Tennessee and 60.
60?
Yeah. I didn't go 101 this week.
Man. I had 58 with the Vols. I marked that out earlier when Josh went 57.
He's playing strategy over here. Now it's 60 on.
I've got 55 wrote down. That's pretty close to Josh. I'm going to go 61 points.
You want to go the over on
I'm going to go the over. Hopefully Tennessee can do the average.
The advantage of picking last.
All right, so Spur, let them know what to do so they can play along on Wednesday.
These 10 games will be listed on the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page, just like every week. Comment under that post only, and hopefully I'll remember to check to see who wins. This time I won't be driving back home from Alabama, so I'll have time to look and figure it out. So we're going to get a $25 gift card from Hound Dogs and some cool stuff from the Vols Deep Podcast.
Sounds like a plan.
Hey, I got someone that can make us tattoos, by the way, temporary tattoos now.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast tattoos. We may get some.
How about somebody else want to send us a custom helmet, Vols Deep?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Let's make it happen.
For free. All he wants is some shout outs.
We'll do it.
Thank you all so much for listening and watching us. You can rewatch this on YouTube and Facebook after the show. And as always, our podcast will stream on all podcast audio formats here in about 30, 40 minutes, something like that.
Hey, please don't go, Tony V.
Yeah, don't go.
Please don't go home. Please don't. Please don't, Tony.
Good night, y'all.
Go Vols.